There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live, electric vehicles are a, well, you hear it all the time. How long is it until we're all driving an electric car or perhaps even an autonomous vehicle? When is it all going to finally change from internal combustion? Let's talk to Fadi Rosen, who joins us on the line from Nissan Middle East. He's the Chief Marketing Officer. Fadi, good to talk to you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you, the new Nissan Leaf is out. It's being billed as the next evolution of Nissan's zero-emission electric vehicles. First question, honest answer, Fadi. How long is it until we're all going to be driving electric vehicles rather than petrol or diesel engine cars?
Well, Tim, the global automotive industry will see more changes in the next 5 years than it has been in the last 20 years. Mm. It's a lot of disruption. It's very fast introduction and adoption of new driving technology, such EV, AD, which is autonomous driving, and car connectivity. And the biggest question revolves around roadblocks, regulatory, and role of the technological companies. You know, we have much to learn from them, and also they have much to learn from us. And eventually, which of the automotive company will succeed or fail in addressing these changes.
And you're saying this is a real leap in terms of development?
Yes, definitely. I mean, Nissan is investing a lot into this. We've been doing it longer than anyone else. We've sold more than anyone else. And we have a plan for the future that's more credible than anyone else. Actually, with the introduction of Nissan Leaf was in 2010, and a couple of days ago we introduced the second generation, which is one of the most technologically advanced products around the world. It's an icon for our strategy within the Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Leaf has sold 283,000 units. It's the largest EV customer base of any automaker, and our customer has driven over 3.6 billion kilometers with the Nissan Leaf, and we've had zero major accidents.
Okay. I mean, the stats sound good, but I mean, the number of sales still pales next, obviously, to petrol engine, diesel engine cars. That much is clear. What do we need to see for people to finally make that switch? I mean, aside from taxing petrol or, I don't know, increasing import duties, all these kinds of things. What do we need to make the leap from where we are now to realizing that zero emissions is actually the future? What do we need to see in terms of car technology? Fadi?
You know, EV adoption has proven to be the most successful in the market. They've created the most appropriate EV ecosystem in two major elements, charging infrastructure and incentive for using vehicles. Right. And, you know, frankly, you know, how we see the industry in the next maybe 5-10 years, we have built Nissan strategy around the Nissan Intelligent Mobility, and this is based on these changes. So what we are forecasting in the next 5-10 years, the main changes will be around three pillars, we'll say it, how the cars will be powered, how they are driven, and how they are integrated into society. So while still delivering definitely a more enjoyable driving experience. So it's a lot about infrastructure and how infrastructure will help support EV technology and future technology across all the countries. And we've seen these infrastructure differ per country. So we have a lot of countries who already adopted this technology, and we've seen EV at a much higher integration. So look at the Scandinavian countries, and we look at maybe states where they have pushed more for infrastructure, and we see a more, I would say, a higher percentage of EV.
And Fadi, putting the infrastructure side to the side, rather, what kind of changes do you expect to see in the industry, whether it's the kinds of cars you're making or the kinds of confidence consumers might have in electric cars? Where do you see it going in the next 5 or 10 years?
So I think if you develop the infrastructure, everything will follow. So today you have, when we started the EV business, so we started in a couple of ways. We have EV business plus some, I would say, engine petrol, because people were a bit, you know, scared by the range. So, and, you know, I think as a manufacturer, we moved away from the range. And today, the Leaf can get you around 400 kilometers, you know, on a charging. So I think infrastructure is key into developing EV business. So, and it's a chicken or an egg. Where do you start? And I believe as a company, we're working with every single government we have interest in to eventually develop the infrastructure, because we believe this is the future.
Ferry, how advanced are you when you talk to governments around the region at Nissan when it comes to developing the infrastructure? You've referenced countries in Scandinavia, for example, who have made some investments. In the United States, we're starting to see it happening. Here in Dubai, we hear of, I think, 100 charging stations. I think we're getting towards that number this year. But where around the region where oil and petrol is, you know, available far less perhaps than in other countries, how much development are we really seeing?
I mean, the whole EV is not related to petrol. It's all about a vision and about the clean driving and, you know, looking about the infrastructure. So the world definitely is facing serious challenges, climate changes, traffic congestion, road fatalities, increasing air pollution. Mm. So consumers are making conscious decisions and wanted to make a difference when purchasing. So we are really committed to address these challenges by making eventually transportation safer, smarter. And, you know, don't forget the enjoyable part of it, because still people enjoy cars, and this is what they like to drive while adding a lot of technology. So we believe, you know, the future trends will be autonomous driving. In a way, you start by, we call it AD, so it could be like a minor one where what we're seeing in some of the countries where you can let the car eventually drive and you still have control, and which is what we have, what we call eventually the ProPilot. Then you have electrification and connectivity. So while driving, you need to be connected.
Final question for you, Fadi. This is the new Leaf, which is what a range. The Japanese version, I know, is 400 kilometers. When's it available? When will it be available here if it's not already? And what about other vehicles in the range, a range such as yours?
So the new Leaf was introduced globally on September 6th, mm-hmm. and I can call it, it's not an EV, it's much more than an EV. Okay. It's one of the most technologically advanced product around the world. It's an icon for Nissan and for our, I would say our strategy, which is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Production in the U.S. Eventually will start in June in Europe. So today we're in September. Eventually, you can start seeing cars on the ground in the U.S. in Jan, mm-hmm. and planned production in October. For UAE, more to come. So we'll leave that space for another opportunity. But we're working on that.
Okay. And projections for it? What are your projections? Can you share those with us?
Globally, we have sold, I think, total 283,000 units. Mm-hmm. The projection, not really. We'll come back to you on eventually what we want to sell. But one thing I'll tell you, we want to take leadership segment wherever we are. And mainly, we plan to double what we did with the Generation 1.
So the hope would be 500,000 cars, I'm guessing. That would be a pretty decent benchmark for you.
You can add a little bit more.
Okay, good to hear. Fadi Gosen is Chief Marketing Officer at Nissan Middle East, talking about the new Nissan Leaf, which is available at some point soon. Fadi, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Natalie.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.